for me, it was not, the process of becoming an adult was very abrupt. It was like a, so basically, I had not a very good childhood. I had a bad relationship with my parents. My stepmother had Munchausen syndrome by proxy, and so she would invent mental illnesses and try to and have me medicated for it.
What was it called?
Munchausen syndrome by proxy. So like it's when you make your children sick for attention. Yeah, and some people do it and they poison their kids, but other people, like she would say that I was...
I love this donut.
Wait, real quick. Why'd you take your butt on the side? She would say that I was hearing voices and suicidal and cutting myself when I wasn't. And I would get... I was, like, always a very clumsy slash active child. So I would get hurt all the time because I would do stupid shit and, like, fall down and get hurt. And she's like, oh, she hurt herself on purpose. So I had a very twisted childhood. And so she convinced doctors when I was in my late teens that I had bipolar disorder, which I didn't, because obviously, like, I'm not on medication for, like, 5 years now, and I support a child by myself and take care of him and have an apartment and a job, and my child is vaccinated, and, do you know what I mean? Like, I take care of the everyday details of life. Clearly, if I had a debilitating mental illness...
I see the pictures, though.
...and was hallucinating and cutting myself, you know, there would be evidence of it. And my child would not be okay. So anyway, so I spent my late teens in a lot of mental hospitals. I almost didn't graduate high school because of it. And then I left college early because she had me hospitalized every semester and I could never take my finals. And there was no point in going over and over again. And I was working to pay for my own college. And it was insane.
I ran through the sprinkler.
I see that. Go run through again. So,
watch me.
Okay, I'm watching. So, I'm watching. So, I wound up leaving and then coming back. They were living in Poughkeepsie at that time, so I came back to Poughkeepsie and was working a couple jobs. I was teaching and running a music program at a Head Start in Poughkeepsie. I played viola. I see.
You're all wet.
You can go play. Go on.
I lost my ball.
All right, go ahead.
Again?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
One more time.
As many as you want. Go ahead. So, but I wasn't happy, and I didn't like living near my parents, so I wound up quitting and then moving to the city to work. And then I got raped and got pregnant with my son at a party, like, by some random guy who I don't know, like, I still don't know who he is. And after that, I went nuts.
How old were you?
I was 20. So then, and I knew I was pregnant right away, like, immediately. I don't know, like, I just knew. And I'm an atheist, and I'm pro-choice, but I had a feeling that it was the right thing to do for my life to keep the baby, which it turned out it was, like, the best decision I've ever made in my life. But my parents put me in a mental hospital right after this happened.
This is your stepmother.
Yeah. She adopted me when I was 3, so whatever. But, they put me in a mental hospital after this happened because I was crazy, because I was upset from it, obviously. It was very violent and bad. So then they came into this mental hospital and they said to me, I found out I was pregnant. They're like, if you don't have an abortion, we're never going to speak to you again.
Your parents?
Yeah, and I was like, really? Fine. You know, like, I'm not having an abortion. Goodbye. It was very difficult, because even though it's, like, a very twisted and bad relationship, it's still, you know, your parents, and so... It was tough. So then they kept me in the hospital because they found out I was pregnant. They were liable if anything happens. So they refused to let me out. They said they're going to keep me for 9 months and then take the baby. So I went to court and they let me out. I took them to court. And then I was homeless for 7 months of my pregnancy because I had lost my apartment, lost my job. So I was in there for 2 months. So I was then on the streets. I got into this Catholic shelter after a few weeks of sleeping in a cemetery behind a church. Because everyone's superstitious, and I am not. And so I was like, you know, it's quiet, there's no noise, like, nobody's gonna bother me in there, I'm sleeping on somebody's grave, like, whatever.